We are here today in an unprecedented show of bipartisanship with this piece of legislation. H.R. 6364 is the product of both sides of the aisles working together to do what is right to honor the memory of our veterans. I especially want to thank Representative Ted Poe for his efforts in bringing this bill to the floor today, and Representative Eleanor Holmes Norton for her work on the legislation. And of course, I'd also like to thank Majority Leader Cantor for his support along the way. Frank Buckles, who was on the stage of the Liberty Memorial in Kansas City just 4 years ago during the Veterans Day program, was the last surviving veteran from World War I, and he was from the state of Missouri. Unfortunately, he passed away during the drafting of this very bill. However, even with Mr. Buckles passing, our commitment remains strong, as it is never too late to demonstrate our appreciation to the veterans of the Great War for their service and sacrifices. This bill will honor that service by establishing a centennial commission that would see to it that the 100th anniversary of the Great War did not slip away, as many things slip away in this place where there is sometimes more partisan bickering than necessary. Not only does this bill serve to honor the memory of our great veterans, but it stands, I think, as a symbol that bipartisanship and cooperation are indeed possible. The United States formally joined the war in April of 1917, and during that time, more than 4.7 million Americans served. Now it's our job to serve their memory. The 5th District of Missouri, which I proudly serve, includes Kansas City, the home of the Liberty Memorial. And this is the Liberty Memorial. And I think it's always important for people to see it, because I think when people hear the Liberty Memorial, if they're not from the area, if they've not visited Kansas City, they may see something that is, you know, just some little something. You can see this in terms of the Kansas City skyline. And I would also take this opportunity to remind people this is the largest city in the state of Missouri. This Liberty Memorial is one of the great treasures of our community and our state, and it sits atop the World War I Museum. In 1919, the people of Kansas City raised $2.5 million, mainly through children, in 10 days to create the Liberty Memorial. The dedication ceremony was the only time in history that the Supreme Allied Commanders were together in one place. The dedication of this memorial was held on November 1, 1921. In 1994, during my first term as mayor of Kansas City, the museum added greater majesty to the site with the construction of a municipally funded restoration project. The Liberty Memorial operates the only American museum solely dedicated to preserving the objects, history, and personal experiences of a war whose impact still echoes today. This bill would also redesignate this facility as a World War I memorial and museum and give it the distinction it richly deserves. Madam Speaker, I yield back the balance of my time.